We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And here's the answer, Bob. Last year, Cam Hayward was 98 on the list. So he's moving up in the world.
He's moving up. Despite his age, he's getting up there, but he's getting better like a fine wine.
And he was number 45, though, in 2023. So Cam took a dip from 45 to 98 and then moves back up to 83. I think 83 is low for Cam. Don't you think he's a top 75 player at least?
You can argue he was their best defensive player last year consistently. So, but I think they probably take into account the age. But he's not letting that get to him, certainly. He's been good, and he needs to be good again this year, surrounded by some younger players, especially Derek Harmon and, you know, Keanu Benton needs to get better. So that's interesting. So they're down. They have a long way to go. How are they going to get to 100 here if they're only on 83? They do it one a day or they do multiple per day?
No, they've been doing mostly, or at least in the past they have, because they just started doing the list again. Typically they've done like 10 players maybe it's every week, or at least it's every like 5 days or so. Jeff, we were just talking about how Cam Hayward was ranked 83rd on the top 100 players list. I feel like that's kind of low for Cam, that he should be way higher up on the list, like maybe top 75 at least.
I know defensive linemen don't get a lot of love, but I think you could argue he was the best in the game last year.
He was, which is why he went from 98 to 83. He moved up 16 spots or 15. How many is that? 12 spots. I can't add.
Well, what they look at? Sack numbers. Sack numbers.
And well, he does so much more than sack numbers.
I mean, that's right. But it's not sexy. It's not sexy for a list to say, oh, yeah, well, he does this and he provides this and here are all these intangibles that he – I mean, plus the Steelers.
Right, they got torn up down the road in the playoffs.
So give up 299 yards rushing in a playoff game.
And never get the ball back over the final 10 minutes.
And I'm not saying it's Cam's fault. I'm just saying he was part of a defense that got run all over on prime time for everyone to see.
Jeff Athorne, sports director up here at 93.7 The Fan, is here. We're talking about another story that we've been debating is Minkah Fitzpatrick, according to NFL executives, was ranked as the 9th best safety, which is a dip from what his high point was, which was, what, 3, Austin, or 4?
He was 2,
he was
wasn't
4
he?
Last year. He was 2. Yeah, that's the highest he's ever been. Was
so
2.
So 2 now to 9. And we're trying to figure out the reasons why. Obviously, you're not as fast. And I think if you look at, you know, video clips of him, you'll see that he was not as fast in closing gaps the way he used to. But he's also put in a position where the Steelers would have you think that he was there because we want to guard center field. Nobody throws in that area because he's there. So it makes the field more advantageous for the rest of our defenders. But at the same time, he's not in a position where he needs to be to make the plays that you counted on for Minkah Fitzpatrick. So what do you think it was? You've been there a lot over the years. You've seen a lot. What do you think?
I think it's too easy to say one thing, like he's washed or that he's so much slower. I think the scheme was part of it. I think there was a lack of communication fluidity with that group, with Dante Jackson and Joey and him. And, you know, having a rookie nickel. I know Beanie Bishop had a couple of picks. He made a few plays. You can't tell me that he was always in the right spot, and that may have made Minka look bad because he was in the wrong spot. They talked all last year about lack of communication. I do think some of that, though, was Minka. I think he isn't quite the player he was, and I think at times he tried to make plays, got himself out of position, and that's where you saw kind of Hayward get upset with him towards the end of last year, where there was a little friction because he was frustrated. He wanted to make plays, and obviously the defense needs him to make plays, and the bottom line was his production. He just wasn't there.
No. But it was curious to me that, you know, talking to coaches over the course of the year, it was like it was by design. But maybe that's their way of saying they just didn't want to put him in positions where he would get really beat because, you know, who knows. But I didn't see this trade coming, did you, when it happened?
No, I didn't. We talked to him during minicamp and had no thought. I mean, he was talking about the future and building relationships with new players and how much, you know, he enjoyed playing with Deshaun Elliott and how, you know, they were excited about that. And, you know, a guy like Slay was, you know, hey, I can't believe I'm with a guy like Minka, and did not see that coming. I mean, you kind of heard some rumors about Jalen Ramsey, but you hear a lot of rumors. I mean, how many things do you think over the course of time, how many rumors have you heard that they just never flushed out? I mean, you never heard anything more other than just the tertiary comments from right. The outside about Jalen Ramsey, and what do you know?
And Jonnu Smith, too. Both of them you heard separately, and you thought, okay. I originally thought if they're going to get Ramsey, it would be a draft pick. You know, third round, fourth, whatever they can get to bring him here if he was unhappy in Miami or they wanted him out. Never thinking this. Do you think Minka Fitzpatrick knew this was coming at any point?
I don't.
I don't either. I think he was probably
stunned by it. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. And I want to see where Ramsey ends up. Is Ramsey a safety? Does he make the Woodson transition? Because I think he's still a good corner, but I think like Rod, he could be a great safety.
Could be.
I mean, we'll see how that plays out.
I think they thought that with Patrick Peterson at one point, the thought, you know, but it's different being back there. Is Jalen Ramsey, has he lost a step? You know, he's up there in age. He's been around for a long time. Why has he been on his fourth team?
Or does Slay move into that
But type he's, of role? He's older even.
Right. I'm just saying, like, that part is intriguing to me of how they make all of that work because, you know, Elliott they just signed, so they want Elliott to be a part of this. Joey is someone that they're very much committed to. And now I don't know how the other pieces fit in. I mean, you bring in a guy like Juan Thornhill, who's got something to prove because that jogging thing really ticked him off, that he was kind of seen by Browns fans as a guy that didn't hustle. He feels like he has something to prove, and he had some decent years with Kansas City. So it's a mix of guys that you just don't know how that's going to play, and you would assume – that now Ramsey's the lead dog.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Where does Beanie Bishop fit into this? Do you think they'll put all three of those guys, Porter, Bishop, and Ramsey, on the field at the same time in some form?
Well, they also brought Echols over from the
Echols
Jets.
Echols, another one, yeah.
I mean, he can play some nickel as well. I mean, you would think Beanie's going to be better. There's a lot of competition there, which coaches love, but I think you want to have an obvious, okay, here are the starters. I don't know if they know – obviously right now how that all plays out, other than Joey's going to have that corner spot.
Yeah. Jerry Dulac, who does outstanding work for the Post-Gazette and with us on television during Steelers season, seemed to indicate that the Steelers are unpredictable. Let's put it that way. Unpredictable because they're somewhat desperate. Does that make sense for you? Because I think it does for me. In other words, they've done things in this offseason, which is why I gave them an A, because I thought – I would never have expected this.
Right.
And to salvage something out of this season without compromising anything in the future, I think that's pretty good work.
Well, especially for anyone who's covered the Steelers for a period of time, like Jerry has, is the unpredictability is because they're doing things they've never done.
Right.
I mean, you never saw that. That was something that was just beyond what you thought they could do.
Pat Bostick trying to be, you know, trying not to be disruptive. He steps in, he left his... You left your wallet in your Yeti.
I have my Yeti.
Oh, I was going to say, if you left your wallet in your Yeti.
What's the insignia? Is that Double Eagle?
It is.
You've played Double Eagle.
I have.
You know, this guy.
They don't even have T markers at that place.
I know.
It's so nice.
This guy's played all the best golf courses. I know that.
Pumping ain't easy. Patting ain't easy. Have a great day.
Thanks, Pat. Yeah, so.
Just never know who's going to walk in,
no.
Austin.
Never. No, he came in here.
You know what? You
and
lose
just
slammed
open the door. I was like, oh.
You don't want to lose your wallet anywhere.
No.
Which would alarm you most, losing your wallet or your cell phone?
They're almost all in one now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you have credit cards, don't you? I mean, I don't know.
You put them in the back of your
phone. I have two separate. Let's say you have two separate like I do. Which would disturb you more?
Phone.
Now, me too. It's sad to say that.
I forgot my computer here yesterday. I got home, was starting to do some work, and then realized I don't have it. And I had to drive all the way back, pick it up. Donnie was like, yeah, I was just about to shoot you a text. Picked it up, and that was an hour out of my day where I could have been doing other things.
Yeah, it happens as you get older. It'll happen more than you think. So, but overall, what did you think of the Steelers offseason as it stands right now? Because I still think there's probably a little bit more to add to it.
Unpredictable is a good word. I don't know if I'd use the word desperate, but I think the Steelers' mentality has always been they believe they can win the Super Bowl that year.
Right.
Every year. And I don't think any team goes in thinking we're going to lose, but I think some have a plan of kind of rebuilding. And they've kind of done both this year. Like, they've added to the depth of their lines, which they desperately needed to do. But they also brought in a playmaker for right now. They brought in a corner for right now. They brought in a quarterback for right now. But I also think you bring in Aaron Rodgers, and it's a nice gap because that way you don't have to force Will Howard to play, or you're not throwing Mason in there with no intent to have him be the quarterback of the future. You have a guy that's cheap that can teach some things that still allows you to win games. Like when you first heard Aaron Rodgers, I was against it because I'm thinking multi-year deal. I'm thinking 30, 40 million a year. They could spend this money so many other places. When it became 1 year, 13 a year, you watched how the guys reacted to him. And I realized they haven't played a game or had a loss. It became more tolerable to me and more of a, okay, this is a decent idea. I still would rather have Justin Fields and pour into a 26-year-old, but all right, you're playing for the draft in the future. So I think their offseason, I would go B.
That's what Austin gave him, a B.
Because they still haven't found their quarterback.
No, but my A comes from the point that they didn't sacrifice any of those picks next year that they could utilize to move up and get a quarterback.
You know, one of the best things about their offseason to me is that they didn't stretch in the draft. They didn't go hunting for a player. And so many times when you do that,
right,
you end up with a mistake.
And I think that's not just here, but in a lot of different franchises. I wanted to get your thought about Will Howard, just because Will Howard is a quarterback they drafted. He's got big upside potential, I think, because he's proven that at Ohio State. But you're over there every single day, Jeff. You see these practices. What can you do to gain information about Will Howard, knowing that he likely will not play at all this season? So how much can you glean from what he's going to do this year and determine that he deserves some sort of chance? Because I don't think there's anything he can do to stop them from drafting another quarterback.
I know this. After the preseason is over, there will be clamoring for Will Howard.
Of course. He's going
because
to play the
he'll
most.
He'll do something in those games against the third stringers for whomever. And
future bartenders of America, as I like to call them.
And you'll be calling these games, and there'll be highlights of Will Howard deep to Scotty Miller.
Well, DK won't even play
Scotty
too much.
Scotty Miller with the catch over the middle. What a throw by Howard.
Can you believe that throw, Charlie? Maybe we should see Will Howard get a chance to run the offense.
Let me tell you something now. When you go back to look at Kenny Pickett in that one season where he had 5 for 5 engineering and beautiful throws.
Right.
Everyone came to the conclusion that this guy had arrived, right? I don't think there's anyone out there who said, oh, my
goodness. No one here.
No, I don't think anyone. I think most people thought, right? So, yeah, you can draw a conclusion. But I guess my question is, if you're the Steelers, how do you gain enough information to think, all right, this guy maybe could be our backup. You know, maybe next year he can move into that category. Or there's even more to like about him to give him a legitimate shot beyond that. Or do you think there's just not enough time and reps available?
We'll find it in training camp because we didn't see a lot in OTAs and minicamp or in rookie camp. I mean, they're not throwing a lot. They're gathering a lot of information. They're handing off a lot. They're watching a lot, but they're not doing a lot. But in camp, in front of everybody, meaning us, the public, you're going to see more of what Will Howard can do. And they'll have the beauty of Will Howard this year is you don't need him to play. You don't want him to play. You want him to just soak it all up, be kind of an old school draft pick where you have time to just watch and learn instead of being thrown into it. And Will Howard's being afforded that because of the moves they made in the offseason with Mason and obviously with Aaron.
And, yeah, exactly. You kind of have a little bit of wall to go through if you're going to try to get any sort of playing time. So,
and I don't know what to expect because he played with elite talent.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Ohio State. I mean, he played with arguably a better receiving core at Ohio State than he will this year.
Yeah, you can make that.
The offensive line was outstanding. They had two drafted running backs, like two day two drafted running backs. They had a good tight end. Their defense gave them opportunities for short fields. Now, he had to make a few plays, and he did in the postseason. He had a nice run against Penn State to seal that game. But I don't know what he's going to do at this level. I'm trying to factor that part in of the talent that he played with, but yet he still had to make the plays. So I'm very open-minded. I don't know what to expect from Will Howard.
And that's something you're probably going to have the same reaction to later in the season, because we don't know what to expect, and they're going to have to figure it out beyond this year. But do you think there's any chance of him supplanting Mason as a backup?
Nope.
I don't either.
None.
How about you, Austin? I don't think there's any chance of that.
Nor should there be.
No, because Mason's put it out there, and he's shown what he can do. It's nice to have someone who's been there, done that, and he's been there, done that. Maybe not in Tennessee, but he did it here before he went to Tennessee. So
yeah, I mean, listen, you bring in the players that they brought in this unpredictable offseason, you don't want your backup quarterback to be a guy who's never played in the league. Your backup quarterback's got to be a strategic person that's had 15 starts in the league that you know you could hand the ball to for a couple of games if you needed to.
All right, switching gears, we had this debate about how important a manager is in baseball. And I realize they can make moves that result in wins. Over 162, I'm not going to put that number very high, though. It still comes down to talent. What you've seen of Donnie Kelly, do you think, and it's sort of going back in a different direction after that six-game win streak,
right.
The same things ail him. Right. I mean, that came out so soon. I couldn't believe it. And he only had a month in, and already they're making that case. has he done enough for you to be the manager next year if Ben Cherington is not the GM?
Yes. And here's why. I thought it was a clutch move for, and I'll give him some credit just to agreeing to it. I mean, you bring in a guy like Gene Lamont and you're willing to pick his brain. Like there's no weird feelings. There's no, man, why do I have to have this guy? There's like, I'm going to utilize this man who's been in baseball for longer than I've been alive and figure out information. And I love Donnie's attitude. He's got an edge, but he's also very positive. After all of the things that he's been through just in his short time as manager, he's upbeat. He's excited. Mm-hmm. Like, things still excite him, and I think that rubs off in the room, but yet it seems like, while maybe not to the level that some of us want when O'Neill Cruz dogs a play or whatever, there seems to be more accountability or more respect in that room for what Donnie is doing than what Derek did. So based on all of that, I would say yes.
So let's say that, hypothetically, Jeff, the owner decides to move on from the general manager. There will be maybe not a mandate, but at least a strong recommendation to the new general manager. Look, Don Kelly is your manager. Similar to when Kyle Dubas took over, Mike Sullivan is your coach. I mean, different situation now with Kelly.
Yeah, but that was a two-time,
right,
a two-time champion. To me, you would be limiting your pool of candidates.
I agree. But you think that Kelly would still be that guy then?
I think Kelly is earning that opportunity to be that guy. Let's see how the last couple of months go. But I really like what I've seen so far from him. I mean, ultimately, players win or lose games. I mean, Jim Leland sucked as a manager early in his career because he had no talent. When Jim Leland had no talent, he wasn't a great manager.
Neither was Joe Torre. He spent time with the Atlanta Braves and everywhere he went until he went to New York.
You could go down the list of guys that weren't good managers, and then all of a sudden when they had talent, man, they got really good. They became so much better. I mean, Clint Hurdle was a really good manager when they had talent. And when they weren't, he wasn't over 500. I mean, that's the bottom line with any sport, that you win with players. Coaches can provide a difference or can focus players. I mean,
right.
I'm not going to diminish what a manager can do or a head coach can do, but it's about the players. And I would say this, if a new GM came in, objectively, and Donnie wasn't even in the position he's in now, because of where he was and kind of that next guy or young guy in waiting, I think he would have been a candidate anyhow.
Yeah.
But how about if this new guy, how about if he does have someone in mind who he's seen? And you know, I think if you're going to give him the reins of a general manager, you should have the right to give him latitude to make a decision that he thinks is best for the group he's trying to bring in. So I think that's and that's one of the reasons why I don't think we're going to see a change in general manager. Do you?
I think there's still a chance he's going to save his job.
How though? Just because.
So how many times have we heard either on a broadcast or on our air, Greg Brown say that something large is going to happen? Like all the time,
yeah.
He's saying that. And then he says, well, I don't have any knowledge of something, but he's got a feeling of something, or he wouldn't keep saying it.
Right.
And I'm not disparaging Greg. I'm just saying, like, he's not just saying that to throw that out there. And I could see Cherington swinging for the fence knowing I have to save my job. Now, is that Ke'Bryan Hayes to the Yankees? Is that...
Well, to save his job, the return is going to have to be really impactful.
Right. I mean, the Yankees have I forget his name. They've got a stud first base, power-hitting AAA prospect that's just waiting to go up.
Yeah, Jones, I think is his last name.
I forget his name. I was looking at a whole bunch of guys the other day, like the Dodgers. It's, you know what's sad is the Dodgers have like three of the top 10 power hitting prospects in AAA in the Pacific Coast League. You swing that or you get a couple of nice returns, because typically moves in July don't get you anything, or if they do, it's going to take years before you see the results of something you get in July.
They have Spencer Jones. Sorry to cut you off, Bob. He's an outfielder, but also can bounce around a little bit in AAA. This season is played between AA and AAA. 21 home runs, 41 RBIs.
Well, 21 home runs sounds nice.
Could be your guy.
I mean, yeah, again, though, He's never set foot into a major league stadium yet. We'll see. Again, if he's going to make that deal.
I mean, I don't know anyone on the Yankees roster, and I have no interest in LeMahieu.
No, I don't want to do that. But what I'm saying is, if these trade deadlines come and go, and Ben Cherington adds on to the prospect pool of his organization and not bring in guys already in the majors or people can help them, then I suspect he's operating in a position of comfort, that he knows that he's been assured he'll be back. And so I'm instead going to bring in more prospects and try to still work at it that way. So that I may need more than 6 years, you know, and there are a lot of people who disagree with that, and I am one of them. I think 6 years is enough time to prove what you have to do. But that may give you an indication or a clue what they're thinking.
I think if it's a prospect, it's somebody blocked. It's somebody that's blocked by somebody in the major at the major league level that they just can't get into a lineup. Somebody like with the Dodgers, where they've got guys sitting in AAA that are ready to explode and, right, and be a major league player, but they can't get on the field because it's the Dodgers. I think that kind of prospect I'm cool with, but like the O'Neill Cruz is the best player in the last decade that they've gotten in the July part of the trade deadline. But he was a rookie ball player.
Yeah, but he was so young. I mean,
it took 6 years for him to be a regular in the majors.
Right.
He can't afford to make that type of trade. And by the way, how about Kansas City? The sixth overall pick is hitting home runs for them now.
Already.
From last year.
466 last night.
Now, I'm not comparing him to Connor Griffin because he played at Florida, so right, he's played high leverage. He's played against really good talent. I'm not saying that's apples to apples, but that's what I'm looking at in the draft.
Yeah.
Where the Pirates draft, find me someone that's played in the SEC, Big 12, or ACC right, at a high level and fast-track the hell out of that guy. I want to see more. Kansas City, hey, we're around five. We're at the time they were, what, like 7 games under 500? Let's bring this guy up and let him earn some chops at the major league level. And he's starting to produce. It's starting to come for this
game. Yeah, it's been rocky, but you see the raw talent. And we saw it again last night.
Well, here's the problem with the draft, though, Jeff. They're picking sixth. They could get Seth Hernandez, the righty high school arm from California that's like 19 already. He's got an electric arm, throws like 98, 99. I'd be fine if they take him. Other than that, you're looking at a bunch of college left-handed pitchers, college and high school shortstops. The first outfielder that appears on MLB Pipeline's list of top 100 prospects is a man named Ike Irish.
Oh.
Ike Irish, an outfielder and catcher from Auburn at 11. So you would be...
But 11's not 20.
No, but if you have the sixth pick...
So that's why this draft is intriguing to me, because is he hunting for all the things they say they never do, is that they take the best player available,
right,
which would probably be this high school pitcher.
Right.
But does he sense that we've got to do something right now, and I'm going to go hunt for a college player that we could get here pretty quickly?
Right. Again, I think there are clues to be drawn from whatever decisions they make. Jeff, are you able to stay, or you got to go back?
Yeah.
All right, good. Then we have Jeff Beyond this year.
I looked at all of the July trades in the last decade.
You mean under Ben Cherington?
Well, or over beyond the last decade. Since they were last in the playoffs, there are some names in here.
Yeah, boy.
That would...
Hudson Head.
Let's see how many, Bob, let's see how many we can guess coming up next.
You mean players they've acquired who've not turned out to be anything?
Players they've acquired, period, in July since 2015.
So that's 10 years. And you would think by then you should have...
Let's see who they brought in July at the trade deadline.
The trade deadline, okay.
And what they've
That's
done.
A lot of work you had to put in for that one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.